It's one of those really special rounds of the National Rugby League. It is Heritage Rounds, where we get to remember some of the great old clashes and some of the great rivalries. And the Parramatta Eels have always had a traditional rivalry with the Bulldogs. Let's hope it's going to be a stunning match tomorrow night at ANZ Stadium. It should be an absolute cracker, because the Eels are in a bit of form. They've won their last three matches straight. G'day, Junior Paulo.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good. Good feeling, mate. Winning's a good feeling.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. It's good to get three wins in a row, coming off two byes as well. So it's good to be in the winning circle.
What changed?
Yeah.
I guess just our attitude in all aspects of the game, whether it be defence and attack. I think our team's got a real running mentality, and I guess the backs are able to play off that. So our forwards have been holding their own and setting a platform for the backs to play off that. So, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's not that everyone's got a free rein. The hard work still has to be done, doesn't it? But there's some attacking footballs encouraged there under Brad Arthur.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we have a lot of attacking ability all over the park, from our halves right through to the wing. So we have Chrissy, who plays his free rein football. And then we have Normie, who's been absolutely killing it at the back, at fullback for us. And then, you know, we have the big winger, Semi Trailer, that's able to get the big meters coming out of our own end and also able to find the line. So it helps out the forwards quite a lot. So yeah, we're able to do our work, and the backs are able to take the credit for it.
Well, mate, it must be very, very good that the whole thing is sort of steadied, given that there's been some incidents at the Eels, off the field, on the field, Brad Arthur under the pump. So all that sort of stuff can just settle, and hopefully you just keep this winning way going.
Yeah, we hope so. I guess our team has learned to block out all the negatives that's been happening around the club. So
yeah, you have to, don't you?
Definitely. We're just all trying to focus on field. So it's paying off, and the boys are buying in and just playing for each other. So I guess that's the main thing for us. We just keep turning up each week for each other, and we just have to keep doing that, and then hopefully stay in the winning circle for the back end of the year.
Hey, Junior, you clashed with the Bulldogs earlier on this year in round two, in fact. It was 32-12 to the Bulldogs, but is it fair to say you're a better unit at this stage of the season than you were in round two?
I'd like to say so. It was early stages, and in that game, I think we lost about six players before the 60th minute. So, yeah. No, as the year goes on, we've been improving as a team, and I guess, like you said, we are a better unit, and we're much more tighter group, so everyone learns to understand each other on the field, and it makes it a lot easier when everyone knows their role and pretty much knows their role in attack as well. So it all comes down to our defence this week. I mean, Bulldogs got a big pack, and they're able to, I think they're leading the comp in the most metres and most hit-ups. So our defence is going to be the main thing this week.
No doubt about that. Now, it's a bit of further good news for you guys, because you've got Paulie has extended his deal with the Parramatta Eels. Is he the biggest human you've ever seen, Junior?
Yeah, I think so. I've been playing besides Paulie since we were 15 in the Harold Matt, and he's always been pretty much the biggest kid in the team. So it's good for him, being a young kid, and there's a lot of potential there. So he's someone who really brings a lot to our team in attack, and he's been working off-field on his fitness and his defence, and it's slowly been paying off for him. So we're happy to have him for another 2 years.
And, Junior, did you see anything of Jared Hayne while he was back? He's just gone back to the States. Did he come out?
Yeah, he came out, and we caught up with couple of coffee with a couple of the boys. So,
is he enjoying it?
Yeah, he's pretty much loving it over there. So saying it's a big challenge for him. So he's someone who likes to take on the challenge. So we're all happy to support him. And he came down to our training session last weekend. So it's good to see an old face around, but also good to have, you know, a bit of support from him.
And I mentioned the good news about Paulie extending, Junior, but then I guess in the last week, Kieran Foran, really, that deal's been done now, so he's going to be an asset to any club, but luckily he's coming to your club.
yeah, he's a player of big calibre. So he's someone who's, he's obviously an international, and like you said, he's a credit to any club, and we're happy to have him. So hopefully next year we can see where our team will be going. But for now, we're just trying to focus on this year, and we're hoping to be in the right position at the back end of the year, and then we'll look forward to having him next year at our club and be in the halves. So, yeah.
Good on you, Junior. Listen, well done on the winning ways. We hope that continues. It's been a tough season.
Cheers. Thanks for having me, guys.